do, I would have you think with me, if you will. Men will worship wood. They'll worship stone. They'll worship molten images. As a matter of fact, in Acts 19:27, Scripture tells us, speaking of the goddess Diana, that all Asia and the world worshipeth her. In Acts 19:35, it also tells us, what man is there who knoweth not that the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? I'm not making this up. Oh, what men will worship. He has no limits. Let me show you some more. There was Ashtaroth. This goddess was of the Canaanites, which was connected with the fertility and maternity. Baal, sometimes called Bel, was the supreme god among the Canaanites, worshipped in many forms, but often as a sun god or a storm god. He was allegedly a fertility god who supposedly made the earth bear crops and women bear children. Rites sometimes involved with Baal worship included cult prostitution and sometimes even human sacrifice. Then there was Chemosh, the subduer. This was the national god of the Moabites and was also worshipped by the Ammonites. Rites involving this god were said to be cruel also and may have involved human sacrifice. Then there was Dagon. This god of the Philistines had the body of a fish and a human head and had hands in his statues. Dagon was a god of water and grain. Then we have Marduk. This god of the Babylonians was associated with the fertility and the vegetation. Then we have Milcom. This national god of the Ammonites was associated with divination, seeking knowledge of the future through occultic means, strongly forbidden by God. Child sacrifice was sometimes connected with Milcom. He was also among the false gods worshipped by Solomon at the close of his reign. Moloch and Molech were variations of this false god. As a matter of fact, ancient Egypt had more than 40 false gods, although none are mentioned by name in the Bible. They included such false gods as Re, the creator sun god, Isis, the goddess of magic, Osiris, the lord of the afterlife, and the list goes on. What about the golden calves, which occurs twice in the Bible? P.S. Bull worship was popular during this period. This was the making of the golden calf, which reflected Israel's disloyalty to God. Israel broke its promise of obedience, became disloyal to God, and committed the sin of idolatry. The people of Israel violated the demands of the covenant by making an idol to represent the God who redeemed them from their slavery in Egypt.
We will not live by your commandments. We're free.
Israel misunderstood the nature of their God. The invisible, intangible God becomes visible and tangible through the image of the golden calf. Or so they thought. By making the golden calf, the people of Israel changed the personal, active God into an idol and an impersonal object who cannot see or speak or even act. By making the golden calf, Israel became disloyal to God and unfaithful to the God who had redeemed them from their oppressive situation. And for all of this, friends, in the face of the Lord's clear commandments not to do it. Scripture is clear when he tells us, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, a god to suit your sin, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." But yet, man rebels. Sounds pretty crazy, doesn't it? Some might even say, well, that was the past, and that would never, or could it ever happen today in the present.
Bulls were baited and sold here in the city century for centuries.
Friends, today men idolize sports icons, they worship musical icons, they make idols of Hollywood movie actors, and believe it or not, they will even worship politicians. For example, of Herod the king, the people said, bbsradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, folks, I've covered this before where I'll it just bubbles up. It's a word of knowledge, word of wisdom for somebody. It makes reference to the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is the one that's given it to it. And I'm talking about in 1 Corinthians 12, where it talks about the word of knowledge, word of wisdom. And all of a sudden, all these scriptures come up and I shoot them out there. And one of those scriptures just happens to be found in James chapter 2, 14 through 26. And I just want to read it really quick, just so you can all understand as to where I'm going today. Because what we're talking about today is, what are the people doing with all the information that's kicked out to you every day from this radio program? I mean, I don't want to be one that turns and says, you know, like the Lord said, not to cast pearls before the swine. And I'm not calling anybody a swine. But if you're not doing anything with the information that you've been given, you better put yourself in the position of that swine, because that's exactly what Scripture calls you. And the reason I'm saying that, folks, is because when we look at Scripture and we take heed, pay careful attention to what it says to us, what does it tell us? I want you to listen. 2:14 through 26, James chapter 2. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? You do the works because you're saved, by the way. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, giving you a natural analogy, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. You can say you have the faith all day long, but if there's not a demonstration or an exhibition of that faith, there is no faith. I'm going to go on here. Yeah, a man say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works. And Paul said, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Isn't that what love does as well? Isn't that why at the end of every show here, we make reference to 1 John 3:18? And by the way, George Washington, his slogan used to be deeds, not words. And obviously he got that from 1 John 3:18. Unbeknownst to us, we found that out several years later, but that's exactly where he gets it from. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue. We're to love in deed and in truth. By this, our hearts are assured before him. It's by what we do that shows that we are justified, okay? And that we are a friend of God. Why? Because we believe. But it goes on. Thou believest that there's one God, you do us well. The devils also believe and tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, empty and worthless, that faith without works is dead? Then he goes on and gives demonstration. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered up Isaac, his son, upon the altar? He gave his heart. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works? By works was faith made perfect, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. And then go down to verse 26. What does it say? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Isn't that interesting that scripture teaches us this? Yeah, it's right in front of our face. You know, what I was thinking about is the heroes of the faith. And I was thinking about like William and Catherine Booth. I was thinking about Jonathan Edwards, Hudson Taylor, William Wilberforce, Gladys Aylward, Ignatius of Antioch, John Calvin, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Billy Sunday, Martin Luther, Samuel Morse, George Whitefield, Eric Liddell, Irenaeus of Lyons, John Wycliffe, John Wesley, Frederick Douglass, George Mueller, Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther, again, John Bunyan, St. Augustine, William Carey, Ken Taylor, William Tyndale, all of these heroes of the faith. Can you imagine it? George Washington Carver's another one that needs to be noted here. Charles Finney needs to be noted here. Can you imagine what the world would be like if they never existed? Can you imagine what the world would be like, or our world today would be like, if there wasn't a Martin Luther? Can you imagine even going back before that and everybody had their part to play? But can you imagine if there was no heroes of the faith found within the scriptures? Can you imagine the world without a Moses, without a Noah? Can you imagine a world without all the heroes of the faith, the small prophets and the major prophets? Can you imagine the world without the apostles? I mean, remember, they were the ones that wrote the book of Acts. They didn't say hide behind prayer, right? They didn't say just talk about your faith. No, they actually took the information and revelation that the Lord bestowed upon them, Matthew 16, and they moved themselves concerning what it is that they received from the Lord. And isn't that what we're called to do as well? Yeah, absolutely. But again, what begs the question here is, what would the world be like without the heroes of the faith? Where would we be today? What would the world, our world, Americans, what would it be like if there was no forefathers? George Washington, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, and the list goes on. John Adams. Where would we be? We wouldn't be here today. It kind of reminds me of that movie that's played every Thanksgiving, Wonderful Life. What would it be like if he never actually responded to the call? What would the world be like? What would that world be like? Well, what is your world like? And the fact of the matter is, faith without works is dead, but those that have the faith, they do the works. It's a work of faith, and it's a labor of love found in the first chapter of Thessalonians 1. And yet again, I'm asking the question for all those that watch the morning show and the afternoon show, because it does matter to me. What are you doing with all this information? What are you doing with the information? The world's prospering like crazy, promulgating and spewing out their lies and their filth. They're taking ground little by little because those that claim to be Christians don't understand the elementary principles of what Christians do. They act like Christ, they emulate Christ, and they follow Christ. And when they follow Christ, sheep begat sheep. And what is the heart of Christ? Men. The world's doing their job. But where's the church? And I just got done naming all of those heroes of the faith, in part, the heroes of the faith, in part. And yet, I go and I even take the time and I think, Lord, am I effective in the things that I've been called to do? And folks, I'm on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. Because I'm asking the question, what is it that I'm doing wrong that people are sitting around on their heels and doing nothing, yet they have the audacity to call themselves Christians.
In today's world, where real men are both marginalized and suppressed, we need to rise up as men and take responsibility for our duties. When you listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio, you will get a fully charged mandate for what you need to be doing. Bradley blends both biblical responsibilities and our God-given rights in his message to embolden anyone who listens. Both our families and especially our kids are at extreme risk, and real men need to take a stand and stop the madness. You will gain both strength and biblical direction by tuning in to Bradley Dean.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. I was just talking about the fact that America, and I'm talking to my brothers and sisters throughout the country today, what would we do if we didn't have those heroes of faith that went before us? I can tell you where we would be right now. We wouldn't be here. We probably wouldn't even be in existence today. And I was just asking the question during the first segment, you know, there's so many people that can claim to be something that they clearly are not. Well, Bradley, you spend a lot of time on this. And you know what? You really kind of, you know, you condemn people. No. Wait a second. Again, if that thought went through your head, it's not a Holy Ghost thought. Because here's scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his begotten, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Right? Everybody can agree to that. Verse 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him, listen carefully, He that believeth, it's a verb, it's an action word. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Just because you call yourself a believer and you act not upon those things that you believe or you say that you believe, you're self-condemned because you're not a believer. You're a professor. Do you remember in Luke 6:46? What does it say? And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not those things that I say? Hey, folks, don't deceive yourselves. Here, let me go on here. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. They hate the truth. They hate those that tell them the truth. Neither cometh to the light those that love the darkness, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought. That word means pounded in place by God. Wait a second. So what is the condemnation? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Those that are believers, those that are men and women of action, there's no condemnation to those. Matter of fact, I've just seen some people saying, well, I'm sharing the gospel. Well, then I'm not talking to you. And you should know that by the Holy Ghost. That means we're in this together. That means we all have the plow in our hand and we're not looking back. Because if we do, we're not fit for the kingdom of God. We're following the Christ and we're becoming what? Going out into the harvest fields, making no excuses as to why we're raising our hand and saying, Lord, send me. We're going out, we're following the Christ, and we're seeking and saving that which is lost. Read the book of Psalm 2. The Holy Ghost inspired David to ask for it, and the Lord gave it. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because I'm bothered by what I see. I'm bothered by the fact that we have as many people watching the show every single day and listening to the show every single day. And we are being spent on every corner. You know, most people say, well, I'm burning both ends of the candle. I'm telling you what, if there was more than two, we're doing that as well with no complaints. We're looking to get out there and make the most of our time. Why? Because the Lord told us to redeem the time, for the days are evil. No excuses. But with all the people listening to us, you would think that they would at least get a clue that we could actually win the day by actually moving in our communities, getting into the schools, because we've never lost the right to do that. Getting into the colleges, we've never lost the right to do that. Getting into the halls of government, because we have every right in the world to be there in righting the wrongs concerning the wrongs that we see today that are going on with a free hand because of all the professors in this country that sit back and do nothing. And in fact, what they are, friends, is they're adding strength to tyranny by tolerating their crimes. Now, if you're really a Christian, do you think Christians really allow evil to prevail? Absolutely not. And you've heard this a million times. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Nothing could be further from the truth, because good men do not allow evil to prevail. So don't deceive yourself into calling yourself a good man if you don't do. Again, you call him Lord, Lord, but you do not those things that he commands you to do. And again, yet, what do we see? A whole bunch of hypocrisy. Folks, I'm asking the question, and I'm going to ask it again. What would the world be like if there was no heroes of the faith that gone before us, or that are even living in the present today? Those that are actually doing something. You know who's busy? You know what you call, what you've been taught to believe is the left, which are a bunch of criminals that the government should have condemned a long time ago, which in fact they're using to continuously tear down the law, to overthrow the law. They're using them as battering rams to do so. They're busy, aren't they? I mean, that's all you have to do is turn your TV on for 15 seconds and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about by what it is that they're illegally advocating for. And it's every facet. But then again, if we pay attention to who's at the top pulling the strings, consolidating all these powers to make sure that you're brainwashed through and through, no matter what channel you're on, no matter what musician you listen to, no matter what actor you listen to, no matter what politician, same difference, that you listen to, they want to make sure that every one of their operatives is controlled, driving the same narrative that's coming from them at top. And what's worse is you all know it. You all know it. And then you sit back and you act like you have no idea why it's happening. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're not a Christian. You're a devil. You're a counterfeit. You operate under a fiend appearance, a counterfeit appearance. You say one thing, but yet you do another. And in more than not, friends, it's what you don't do which speaks volumes to the rest of the world. It's because, again, you don't believe. Again, let me ask you the question. I was asking myself the question, folks, because that's what you do when you're called to lead the pack in whatever pack they met, that may be. But I was asking myself, Lord, what am I doing wrong? Because I see all these people every day on the show, day in and day out and day in and day out, and I see the 60,000 people that are watching the show every day. What is this like? Just this call just like apply to me? Oh, I could hear somebody say, Bradley, that's your call. No, an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, and or a pastor, we're all working together for the edifying the body of Christ that Christ himself might be glorified. I'll tell you what, it's a lonely walk. It truly is. But then again, you got to remember, Jesus fed 5,000, but only 500 followed him after lunch. The other 45 came and got what they wanted, and they didn't care about the things of Christ. They just wanted to be fed. He had 12 disciples, but only 3 went further into the garden. The other ones were motivated as they were taking counsel from the fear of man, which brings a snare. And only one stood with Jesus at the cross, John. See, the closer you get to the cross, the smaller the crowds get. Is it true? Oh, absolutely it's true. Absolutely, it's true. Let me go back to what I was originally stating, because this is what I want to stick to, because I want to make sure that on this show every day, I'm not casting pearls before swine who sit there and they listen and they get fed all day long and they do absolutely nothing with the information that you just gave them. And yet the whole time they don't realize that that's all they're listening to is a ministry that does nothing but do. And what am I talking about? Well, I try to share with people the things that we do, not giving myself accolade, just to show you that we are actually out there practicing what we're preaching. Because if I wasn't out there practicing what I was preaching, I wouldn't be on the radio right now, because I wouldn't permit myself to play the hypocrite. That's why. These are the places that we have been as a ministry. I could probably add another 100 to them. These are some of the states. I could add 300 more dates to what you're seeing right now. And I still feel like I'm not doing enough. And yet I'm just trying to figure out, though there's a window in between November and December, I'm trying to figure out why I'm not getting 50 phone calls from all of the people that watch this show and listen to this show every day, trying to set a date so we can get in and shake, rattle, and roll their communities. I'm just trying to figure out why that is. And by the way, if you want to call in, you can. 281-845-4704. Stick to the topic. These are places that we have been. I've done this over 3,000 times. And here's what the kicker is, folks. I'm sitting here asking myself the question, what is it that I'm doing wrong? And on top of all of the things that we're doing, friends, we're on the radio 7 days a week now. And you know what's even worse than all of that? Is the fact that I'm taking the time to get on the radio every Sunday, prepare hours a week just to give people church. And you know what I do? I get to come away, if I'm lucky, for anybody to turn around and drop a nickel in the plate so we can go to the next town. I'm not kidding you. There's something wrong with this scenario. Am I casting pearls before swine? Only you can answer that. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
Let me guess, sir, Megan made exactly what you're trying to do.
BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Fry Mueller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about what would we be today if it wasn't for those that have gone before us in the faith, and yet we're supposed to emulate them, Hebrews 13:7. Some guy just said, you know, the work is done within our thought life. Our thought life, really, okay, that's something new. Jesus taught us how to raise our consciousness on a daily basis. That's where the real work is. Okay, you're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. Again, read the book of Acts. There's another chapter that needs to be written in each one of our lives. You go ahead and try to justify the unjustifiable all that you want to. It's not going to work with you on Judgment Day because you're going to be tried for every work that you do or every work that you don't do. Did you hear that? Yep, works. Oh, I heard that we're not supposed to do the works. Oh, no, we're just saved and he does the rest. No, that's what you've heard from the hirelings of the day. That's right. If it was true, would we be here today? Again, what would we be right now if it wasn't for the those that have gone before us in the faith? We wouldn't be here. You know, it reminds me of, I remember, and this is what I hear all day, and I'm talking to the radio audience as well. I hear this all day.
Even when we were doing high school assemblies and we were being attacked by every major outlet in the country, we thought we were going to get the support of the church. They weren't the ones that were supporting us. They were the ones that were targeting us, just like Joshua and Caleb in Numbers 13 and 14, right? And it's what continues today. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I remember I was doing a college one time and I was asked to give an introduction as to who I was to this board of people. There was a couple hundred people in there. I didn't know who they were. I was doing a college out in South Carolina. And as I'm doing all of these high schools, fasting, praying, warring to get into the schools, we would win the schools. Ask of me, for the heathen is thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is thine. And that's what the Lord gave us. And he continuously gives it to us. But I'm just making sure today on this show that we're not casting pearls before the swine. Because again, I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, all the people that watch us on a daily basis, both morning show and afternoon show, what are you doing with all that information? And I'm equating it to this, that I'm pointing to myself and saying, Lord, what am I doing wrong? I noticed that we're doing all that we can do your will on this earth as it is in heaven, that you might be glorified. But I'm trying to figure out, with all those that gather around us, those that are sitting in the pews, the congregants per se, they're sitting there listening all day long, but yet we have a window between November and December, and I haven't received one phone call from 165 cities or 60,000 people that claim to be Christians to get busy and let's reach their community during the Christmas break or the break. No, you want to know why? Because they're too distracted with what they have to do now during this particular time. It's also interesting to note that this ministry suffers greatly in November and in December because of the lack of funds that come in to support who we are. And without your support, we can't do what we do. You don't have to do none of that. I'm just telling you the truth of the matter. But you would think we'd be getting inundated with calls right now saying, hey, let's do this, right? Nope. Nope, not at all. Or on top of that, what'll happen is somebody will say, hey, listen, we'd like to have you come in, but we can't pay you. Like, we're supposed to come up with the money so we can go do your event. Oh, we've heard that 100 times. I'm not kidding. But if I'll tell you what, if they want one of the old popular conservative talking heads, they'll give them $100,000 to come in to go ahead and have their ears tickled, which they don't realize is a judgment unto themselves as he plays the divide and conquer card, Mark 3:25. Don't tell me I'm not telling you the truth. You know it's the truth. It's the truth that makes men free. You know, it's also interesting to note, simultaneously during the months that everybody goes back to sleep, because the country's back to sleep again, friends, and the enemy sows tares while men sleep, Matthew 13:25. Isn't it interesting that in November and in December, did you know that that's when the most corrupt bills are pushed through by corruption in government? Yeah, because they know that you're fast asleep. You're taking it easy right now. Boy, I don't know what that word means. I was just talking to Don this morning from BBS Radio. I said, I'm going to be working this day and that day and this day. And he says, me too. So there's people behind the scenes that are working their finger to the bone, literally, with no response from the people that should be there in aid and helping win the day and winning their country back. None of that. Where would we be if everybody thought the way that a good portion of you people think? Ooh. And you call that Christianity? I call it a lack of Christianity. That's exactly what it is. You know, the problem is like Watchman Nee rightly said, he said, by the time the average Christian gets his temperature up to be normal, everybody thinks he has a fever. Bradley, why are you so aggressive? Because the Lord gave me the strength to be aggressive, to get the job done, because I care about that dash between the time that I was born and the time that I die. I have to answer for everything I do, and so do you. But going back to the point that I was doing a college out in South Carolina, it was interesting. I was told to give myself an introduction to these people. And I told them, my name is Bradley Dean. I'm an overseer for You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide. We do high school assemblies. I'm also on national radio. We broadcast into 165 cities. I pull my family with me. You don't get one without the other. We go all over the country being used for the Lord for his purposes, because we understand that God doesn't use us for our abilities. He uses us for our availabilities. And does he do that? Absolutely. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32. And then I told him, I said, you know, just out of nowhere, I stopped and I said, I just for the life of me don't understand, talking to a couple hundred people in this room that I never met in my life, that I was called to give an introduction to. I said to him, I don't know for the life of me, I don't understand why it is that the church pays trillions of dollars to send missionaries to other countries to preach a gospel there that they fail to preach in their own backyards, only to find out that I was preaching to a mission board. To the missionaries, missionaries that the church, this particular church in college that I was preaching at, was sending out. I mean, my goodness, if you can't do it here, you can't do it there. And yet that's exactly what they were doing. Well, the good news for the missionaries now is at least now all the illegals are coming in. You don't have to go anywhere. You can save your money. Now you can preach to them there, right in your backyard. Why don't you try that once, you hypocrites? Where would we be if it wasn't for the fathers of the faith? Just want to know. Where would we be if someone didn't stand up? And you know what? You'll probably get one of these today, and you probably won't hear it again. Because if we have to go to an influx of new people, I'm totally cool with it. Because what we're looking for is not hearers only deceiving themselves. We're looking for doers of the word of God. Now I understand what John Wesley meant when if he could find 100 preachers that hated nothing but sin and loved nothing but God, they could shake the gates of hell and change England. Boy, and then I think about all those John Knoxes and the Wesleys and the Whitfields who stood alone and they did it anyways. Yep, that's how big their God was. And that's how big our God is if we realize how weak we are without him and how faithful he is in spite of our little faithfulness. I think of John 6. Do you remember when Jesus looked at all of those people that just loved him and they followed him? And Jesus turned around and what he did is he broke down the flock. He broke down the numbers and what did he do? He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll have no part with me. Well, there's a lot of people that loved Jesus until he said that. What does that mean? That means soul food, figuratively speaking, metaphorically. And the Bible says that this was a hard saying, and many walked with him no more. Well, that's what I'm doing here right now. Let the Lord break down the ranks. We don't need a lot of people. We just need faithful people. Is under the Lord that are willing to do what they know within themselves they can't do without the Lord. But with the Lord, they know that they can't. And those that understand that every work of God first requires what? It's always impossible, then it's difficult, and then guess what? Once they get past that stage, the cross, then there's the life. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. When you go over to Hebrews chapter 11, it's the heroes of the faith. For those that read their Bibles, you guys were probably already with me. Forgive me. And while I'm over at Hebrews 11, should I finish that? Yeah, I probably should. John 6, remember when he said, eat my flesh, drink my blood? Many of them walked with him no more because they said this was a hard saying. Isn't it interesting? After that, Jesus looked to his disciples and he said, will you also go? And there's that little Peter. There's little Peter standing there and said to the Lord, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of life. Anybody hear that? Me too. Anybody feel that anointing? Me too. Because that's given to the faithful, not the unfaithful, not the lukewarm jokers that are deceiving themselves. Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather have you hot or cold. Remember the heroes in the faith of chapter 11? And I want to get to a couple more things, and I want you to see this because this is what I'm going to show you in just a moment is what teed off today's show. Going over to 11:32 of Hebrews, and what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in flight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised, life again. This is the New Testament, by the way. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might not obtain, or that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had a trial of cruel mockings, scourgings, yeah, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. Many of them were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Amen. Of whom the world was not worthy. They were mocked. They were scourged. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They had to put sheep and goat skins upon themselves to hide under that covering. They were destitute. They were afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Some people can't even handle the fact that somebody talks about them without them folding like an accordion. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish His own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wonder how many people, honestly, and I say this with all truth in my heart and all sincerity, I wonder how many people actually listen to this show every day. Every day there's 40 to 60,000 just online. Then we watch live chat and we can see so many people. And then there's other branches too. And you have to remember too, again, friends, the heavy censorship. On top of all those numbers that I just gave you, heavy censorship. We're being throttled by Rumble right now. I mean, it's only let so many people in. The fact of the matter is, I wonder how many people that listen to us every day have deceived themselves into believing that they're going to heaven when they haven't done one thing in the name of heaven. That's insane. That is craziness to me. I want to show you this. This is what actually incited the show today. This is the Minnesota Capitol. Praise God that people are praying, but I know the spirit of these people in Minnesota. This right here just happens to be one of the said representatives that we had on the show and asked him where the articles of impeachment were. Article 2, Section 4, concerning the crimes and treasonous acts of Tim Walz. And I also asked this guy about, prosecution, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. He calls himself a Christian, but this is what they're doing. They're in the Capitol and they're praying. But wait a second. He hasn't done the first yet. He hasn't done the first. So what is he doing? He's teaching people because he's a coward, and that's the truth of the matter. He's a coward. This is what he promotes on his page. This is a said representative in the state of Minnesota. This is what he's showing those that put him in office. He's showing the constituents this is who he is and this is what he's doing. Great. But why haven't you done what you're supposed to do? Why is it that that's all you're doing is sitting there and praying? Well, you know what? I give you 50% of the credit. At least you've done that. But the problem is those that turn their ear from hearing the law of God, even their prayer is an abomination. Read your Bibles. These are the people that pray and they sit behind prayer, they hide behind prayer, and they expect the Lord to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves, even when they're in office to do so. Insanity. Okay. This is a country, folks, that is inviting destruction. And guess what it's getting? Destruction. You know, one of the things that I've brought up in the past is in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, isn't it interesting how everybody just sat back, including Saul, the said king, that the children of Israel wanted? Read 1 Samuel 8. The Lord didn't want him, but they wanted a king. And the Lord told him, this is the kind of king you're going to get. And he gave it to him. His name was Saul. Isn't it interesting that when Goliath came out, the giant of the Philistines, and he started to mock and defy the armies of the living God? Isn't it interesting how Saul himself didn't stand up because he was afraid? Isn't that what a lot of this is? Oh, yeah. It's exactly what it is. They're cowards. That's what these men are. They're cowards. Tell them I said so if they're not watching right now. Because these are the people, this is their claim to fame right here. Look, I'm praying. That's supposed to be between you and the Lord. In the closet, by the way. Isn't it interesting? Saul didn't do anything. He was afraid. As a matter of fact, they were looking for someone to do what they were unwilling to do. And then here comes little David. A stripling, a youth. Isn't it interesting? The Lord was raising him up as the anointed of Israel way before anybody knew him as the king. Yet the Lord knew it the whole time. He raised him out in the desert, on the backside of the desert. He was taking care of the sheepfolds, the sheep cots. And he took out a lion and he took out a bear. And when he seen what was happening as the armies of God were being defied, right, by a nasty monster concerning a foreigner within the ranks of the Philistines. Isn't it interesting that here comes little David? Oh, by the way, he was sent on an errand by his dad to bring all this food to the king and to his brothers. And isn't it interesting that in the process of doing so, all of a sudden he starts to hear this giant defying the armies of the living God. And King David, little David at that particular time, rose up in the Holy Ghost in a righteous indignation and said, who is this that defies the armies of the living God? He had to be thinking to himself, just like I do constantly. He had to be asking himself in the process of those thoughts as to why are all of these people sitting around allowing them to defy the armies of the living God when in fact they all profess to believe in that God? Oh my goodness. Woo! I bet he was thinking, I've never seen so many hypocrites in all of my life. Whoa! These are believers that are unwilling to stand up against this monster, this giant that keeps defying the armies of my father? I'm not going to stand back. Here comes David. What's the first thing that happens? His brother comes in and says, we know your pride. What did King David say? Little David during that particular time, what did he say? Is there not a cause? Hey, friends, is there not a cause? Look at your leaving to your posterity. Your forefathers didn't do that on your behalf. Look at your leaving to your kids and your grandkids. Things are getting worse. They're not getting better. Hey, folks, that is a fact. I just wrote this morning. I'm going to post it in your ears even as I speak what I wrote this morning. People can go ahead and ignore the warnings of the Lord. They can go ahead and ignore the truth of the Word of God all day long if they so choose. But I'll tell you what, you cannot ignore the consequences. And the consequences are raining on America today. The consequences are raining on the do-nothings in this country. The consequences of doing nothing is raining upon the heads of those sows that do what? Nothing but sit in the pews and get fed and do nothing with the knowledge that's been given unto them. You're good for nothing. The devil can't even use you. You're worthless. You need to repent, because when you have the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what, you are led. You know what that word means? It means driven. You are driven to get the job done in the face of all the odds. A man with God is always in the majority. This is what you need to hear. Little David, you know he was praying out in the backside of the desert before he went and he seen Goliath on the field? Yeah, yeah. He was praying, but notice it didn't stop with prayers. He also put his feet on the battlefield, didn't he? And he took it to the enemy unafraid, because he wasn't afraid of man, because he understood the fear of God in a filial sense, because God was faithful to little David. What does history teach us? Can I tell you this in all honesty, folks? What does history teach my ministry? The exact same thing. God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but if you're not willing to fight for it, he's going to give you absolutely nothing. I want to end the show with this because I got 1 minute left. We have a window between November and December. It's time to start filling the dates, either with yourself or call us up and we'll come and we'll be a part of answering the call with your help to win your communities in seeking and saving that which is lost, especially in the face of all of the odds. Especially in the face of all the odds. Hey, folks, this nonsense, the older generation looks at these people as a reproach, and rightfully so. When those young people are in office, they're going to remember everything that these people didn't do when they had the opportunity to do it. And of course, you know, when I asked the question, why haven't you done what you can do now that you're in office? Isn't that what you promised the people? Absolutely, it was what he promised the people, but now he's there. He's afraid of the media. He's afraid of the press. He's afraid of what others might say to him in obedience to God. I don't care what men think if I know that my feet are upon the rock of Christ, period. I don't care if the world is against me. If I'm doing right, that fight belongs to the Lord. And guess what? It's one that we're going to win in Jesus' name. Hey, folks, don't be a part of those do-nothings, because I don't have time for it. I don't have a stomach for it. If you're watching this show day in and day out and you're doing absolutely nothing about the problems out there, go find someone else to listen to. Go find somebody else to listen to. We're looking for people that are willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. You want to know why? Because we can do this in Jesus' name. See ya.